Welcome to Financial Services Online's Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm Paige Estratori, bringing you the latest from the financial industry across Australia on this Friday, July 18th, 2025. Beginning with superannuation, the Super Members Council, in response to concerns and actions over delay in death benefits processing, is advocating for digital innovation in the sector. The Council has submitted proposals to the Treasury aiming at updating the Superannuation Industry Supervision Act to enable digital death benefit nominations. This will eliminate delays stemming from the current need for physical forms. These measures will augment the service standards and are expected to enhance public trust in the system. Adding to this, the Council has also demanded the inclusion of First Nations kinship in superannuation, a unified cause of death data, and a nationwide digital verification system to further streamline the process. In another major development, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission enforced penalties on two licensees, Sky Money Thai Limited and Smart Financial Capital Pty Limited, earlier this month. Both were fined $31,300 each for letting unregistered advisors provide personal financial advice to their clients. This emphasizes the importance of financial compliance and signifies that non-compliance will lead to strict measures being taken. Moving on to some promising news, Industry Fund Services achieved a significant milestone in the last fiscal year. It recovered a staggering $226 million in unpaid superannuation, taking their overall total well over $2 billion. Technological enhancements to increase service efficiencies are in the pipeline in a bid to alleviate the persistent issue of underpayments in the sector. Now to the labor market, we saw a minor rise in unemployment numbers, with figures settling at 4.3% in June, up from 4.1% the previous month. While job growth has been modest, with an addition of only 2,000 positions, the economy remains under pressure as we await the upcoming cost of living data. The Reserve Bank has left the cash rate unchanged at 3.85%, and we're keeping a close watch on any possible rate cuts in the future. That's it from us today. For more on these stories, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estratori, and you've been listening to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. Until next time, stay informed and stay financially savvy.